Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Backyard brawl approaching. You can't overlook Cincinnati. I got my West Virginia flag outside door, and it's been real windy lately, and the Guardian keeps saying there's someone on a porch. And every time, I know it's just my flag blowing, but I'm a little bit worried that it's going to be you on my front porch taking the thing off and snapping her in half.
I might do that. Yeah. I'm thinking about it.
Pretty sure Drew Aller just did that.
And Franklin. Oh, man. Franklin just walking up on your porch and I'm uncomfortable.
Just
Let me
kidding.
Get this flag. I'm uncomfortable.
Just kidding. That game, I picked West Virginia to win.
Yeah, I know.
So, and that probably jinxed it. Maybe I have the pony power. But I picked them to win. And again, I think if they don't fail on that fourth down, which is, I mean, obviously very disappointing that they failed on that fourth down. It's a different game. The crowd just, it's just the buzzkill. They're just like last year when Pitt goes down the field against West Virginia and kicks a field goal on the goal line. Buzzkill.
Changes everything.
Changes everything.
Totally with you on that. This might not surprise you guys at all, but you're in the stands. You're with a bunch of like-minded people. You like to say the thing, the wisecrack that makes people laugh around you in the section. And I didn't even say this to make people laugh, but it's like 88 degrees and the sun is baking down, you know, before all the hurricane weather came in. And I thought, James Franklin's head has to be 850 degrees. Like, it was beet steaming red. My man, wear a hat.
Yeah.
You gotta wear a
He's
hat.
He's never worn a hat.
Never
so.
Worn a hat. You could have fried an egg on that dome, man.
Yeah.
It looked hot.
Yeah, it was... What did you do during the rain delay?
Talked until it stopped raining and then I left.
You didn't stay for the rest of the game?
No. I had to put the kids to bed.
Then he had a whole debacle after that.
Yeah, I did. My car was like 3 miles away. It was a total disaster.
Really?
Yeah, bad day. A lot of reasons, bad day, yeah.
Well, who do they have this week?
Albany.
Albany.
Fighting Gattusos.
Fighting Greg Gattusos. The Danes.
They're not bad.
They've got a good football program.
Yeah.
They do. They were in the FCS playoff last year. The Danes.
Saw Neil Brown shave the goatee?
He had to.
You looked rough.
You got a veteran team and you show up and then you don't really show up. You gotta shave the goatee. I was all prepared. We beat Penn State. I was going to walk up in here with a goatee. Not anymore. Give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, same number, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So we listed all the AFC quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks. And definitively, we were only able to say Richardson, Levis, Brissett, Minshew, and Nix are worse. Are there any of the other 10 that Russ can have a better season than? And I'll just list them real quick. Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson, Allen, Stroud, Rodgers, Herbert, Tua, Lawrence, Watson.
Lawrence. Watson.
Herbert.
Lawrence.
Little voice cracker over there.
Lawrence.
Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert.
Agreed. And I would throw Rodgers in there.
Rodgers. I'm going to throw a surprise in there for you. Allen.
Get out of here.
I see where you're coming from. I do.
Allen.
I think they're going to have a down year. They don't have anybody.
I think so, too, but they're going to be in it because he's so good, I think.
He's going to get beat up.
It's the worst.
I don't want to wish that on anyone. He's going to get pummeled this year.
We haven't talked about this. It's a thought that I've had. Cam Newton was great, and then he wasn't. There was no decline. There was nothing. It was, I'm an MVP. Now I'm useless. I could see that happening eventually for Allen. I just think we're a little early.
I can't. I think his arm talent's too good.
The arm talent's better than Newton's, but the way
by a country mile.
But the way, like, is he gonna stop running? I don't think.
No.
Especially not with this cast of characters.
Right. That's why I think
that's what worries me
up.
About him.
Yeah.
And again, let me preface this: if Allen misses games, due to getting banged up, I think Wilson could have a better season. It would require some sort of – Allen's going to have to do something that he hasn't done before, which is miss games,
right,
get hurt, for that to happen. But I could see that happening given, A, the lack of a supporting cast, and, B, they're just – I mean, they're not good up front. He gets killed.
So what I'm getting at here, and if we include Allen, best case scenario, he's the eighth best quarterback, Russell Wilson is, in the AFC. They only let seven teams in the playoffs. Doesn't mean you can't make the playoffs with the eighth best quarterback. Easy for me to say, but that's the best case scenario?
Where would you rank Brock Purdy in the NFC?
In the AFC?
NFC. Is he the best quarterback in the NFC?
Do the Steelers have Brandon Ayuk?
Apparently not.
Or Debo Samuel?
I'm just saying. Just quarterback. Quarterback.
I would take Jordan Love. I would take...
Hurts?
I would take Love, and I would take Dak, and I would take Stafford.
Would you take Goff?
I think I would take Purdy.
Okay, so fourth, fifth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we've had this conversation before. I don't know if I think they feel good about their quarterback situation. I'm not sure they moved five pole positions in pro football.
Yeah.
It would be the top end of where they've moved in terms of their situation at quarterback.
Where would Mason Rudolph rank to last year in this discussion? Because they got into the playoffs with Mason Rudolph. Mm. I don't think that you have to be a top five quarterback in order to get in the playoffs and possibly win, in my opinion. Mason Rudolph got them to the playoffs last year, and he wouldn't be even top 10.
Well said.
And Russell Wilson's eight. That means it's a little bit better.
He's backing up one of the guys we say is not better than
right.
Russ. It's a good point by you. I have a lot more faith in the coordinator. I have less faith in the weapons. Like if you had Deontay, I'd feel a little bit better about that. The player, not the guy. Like he made George Pickens look like an elite wide receiver. Like he got him the ball when he was open, which had not happened. Yeah, it's a good point. Like you can get in. There's no doubt you can get in if you've got eighth best quarterback play when seven teams get in, if your roster is good enough. I happen to think their defense is good enough, but it is crazy. I mean, like you can't see in any world where he has a better season than Tua or Stroud or Jackson or Burrow or Mahomes.
Yeah, but a lot of those quarterbacks, we know what where they'll end up too. Like Tua is going to have a great season on paper and for fantasy,
mm-hmm.
but are they going to win playoff games?
Mm-hmm.
Is Josh Allen going to – I mean, Josh Allen at the height of his powers, whatever he had, Stephon Diggs, he had, you know, Mitch Morse, his center, I mean, who's gone. All these people who are gone, they couldn't get far in the playoffs. Like, where are the – they could have great seasons, but that doesn't mean they're going to get far in the playoffs or even compete to get to the playoffs.
This goes back to the conversation we had last week, I think. The Steelers have to play a certain way. And I just – if they get into a track meet – with any of these teams, they're getting smoked.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the weapons. They don't have. I don't think they have the offensive line to pass protect 45 times a game. They need to run the ball to control the line of scrimmage to slow the game down. And listen, you're going to have your the game against Buffalo last year was a winnable ball game in the wild card game.
It was Russ wins that game.
Russ win that game last year.
Right.
He went up in there.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, again, I think it's hindsight it being our friend. Yeah, maybe. But I if you get into a shootout with any of these teams, they got I might put Russell down on the list farther. I'd take Deshaun Watson in a shootout over Russell Wilson. We got to throw it. Got more weapons.
Yeah.
It's got more weapons. Certainly Cincinnati does. Baltimore does.
They're going to have to control every football game. They're going to have to control it.
Yep.
Like it has to be in their hands.
Which is what they did with Mason Rudolph last year. I think it's very convenient to say, well, where would Mason Rudolph been? They played two teams that were basically out of contention. And the best one was Seattle.
Yeah, they were an underdog against Seattle. They were an underdog at home against Cincinnati. They were 8-6 at the time.
They were 8-6 at the time, but they didn't have Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had Jake Browning, who played solid. And then you played the Ravens backups.
I think your hope, if you're a Steelers fan, is... you get a reasonable facsimile, weird as it is to say, of Mason Rudolph's production at the end, and you hope that the defense holds up health-wise. because they did have to put up some points in those games. And they made a couple of defensive plays. I mean, Herbig in Seattle, just right off the top of my head. Who's the quarterback for Cincinnati last season? Jake Browning. Washington guy. He threw an interception. Like, the defense did make plays, but they had taken on a ton of water. Their secondary was so banged up. You can squint and see how the Steelers get it done, but you guys are right. Like, they follow one game script.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the Chiefs, again, they have Patrick Mahomes, but they won games with defense when they needed to last year. They won games when they scored points when they had to. In Philadelphia a couple of years ago, same thing. Baltimore's able to do both things. Steelers have one recipe for success, and things have to go exactly according to plan.
But it could set up the same way for them this year,
right,
from a schedule standpoint. I think their schedule's difficult. It's backloaded, but you look at the front line. Falcons, I don't expect their offense to be very good. I don't know what to expect from Kirk Cousins. Broncos, I mean, you got a rookie quarterback. You got the Chargers. Who knows? Who knows what Harbaugh is going to try to do? The Colts. The Cowboys, I don't know what to expect.
At home, too.
At home. The Raiders. Is Aaron Rodgers playing for the Jets in week, whatever, 7 or 8? How are they jiving? I could go either way there. And Giants, Commanders. I mean, then you get into murderer's row. But what could happen? Philly could clinch a division. The Chiefs could be totally done playing starters at that point.
It's funny you bring that.
You got to hope that happens. Otherwise, you're.
Let's get into that a little bit, actually, in the next segment, guys, because you can paint a picture on why that back half of the schedule is not that difficult, like you're saying. So we'll do that. If the Steelers are a contender at the trade deadline, will there be wide receivers available? We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. Got to get to Pitt, Cincinnati. Big game this weekend for the Panthers. All that on the way. Bostic with us until 9. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We'd love to have you as part of the conversation as well on that fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Pat Bostic in with us until 9 o'clock. Going to break down the big Pitt Cincinnati college football contest that will take place on Saturday coming up in the next segment. And I know that we have talked about, I know everybody has talked about this Steelers schedule and how hard it is. But Pat, you were barking up this tree, and I think there's some validity to this. I mean, you play the Giants, and then you have a bye, and you play the Commanders. You got to bookend that bye there with a couple of dubs, right? Then you got Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Philly, Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati. That's tough. Kansas City might not be playing anybody then. Cincinnati might not be playing anybody at the end. What do Philadelphia and Baltimore have in common? Running quarterbacks, guys who take a lot of shots. Cleveland, twice late, their quarterback never stays healthy. You can't bank on injuries. You don't know. Every team they play down the stretch could be some form of healthy. But you don't, I think, have to manipulate things too hard to think, you know, maybe it's not going to be that bad on the back end.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a real chance that Philly's not playing for anything. I know it's a little bit earlier, it's the 15th, but I mean, Kansas City's probably got it locked up at that point, you would think. I mean, it's just murderer's row in division.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just condensed. As condensed as I think I've ever seen it. In terms of just like, there's not a divisional game until October, you know, late October. So you got to take care of business early because it really does set up well for them to get off to a fast start. And if they do, you got a lot to play for on the back half of the season. If you don't, it's an uphill battle.
This Atlanta game's a little squirrely for me now, Doran.
Why?
Well, the Steelers are an underdog. I mean, that makes sense. They're on the road to open up. I think Atlanta's got a pretty good roster. They got a great corner in A.J. Terrell. Got great safeties. Didn't rush the passer well last year, but they did stop the run. Now you add Judon. So I think their defense is game. Your offensive line's banged up. And I like their weapons better offensively than the Steelers. I'm not sure what to expect from Cousins. I mean, last time we saw him, he got hurt. And he hadn't thrown a football in a game that anybody's really watched since then. So that's the question mark there. But I like a lot of their pieces, and I think they might be a matchup kind of problem for Pittsburgh.
I just like Arthur Smith in this game. I believe in stuff like that. I mean, Arthur Smith, you don't think that he's going to put out his best game plan going back to the place that fired him?
Yeah.
I even said it, a month ago. There's two games on the schedule that are guarantees, in my opinion. That is Atlanta Falcons and the Denver Broncos for the Steelers. Those two games the Steelers are winning. I have no doubt about it.
Who do you think hates the other guy more? Sean Payton or Russ Wilson?
Sean Payton hates Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's still getting $40 million.
No, it ain't that bad. No. It ain't that bad.
It's like walking back to your former employer who's still paying you and just, hey, yeah. I got to beat you today.
Yep. Thanks for paying me to beat you.
I mean.
I tend to believe in stuff like that, but I also think there's an equal and opposite effect. I think that Denver is hell-bent on proving to Russell Wilson that we don't need you and we're better off without you. And the same thing is true with Atlanta.
I wonder how many of the guys believe that for Denver. Like Sean Payton obviously wants to stick it to Russ Wilson.
None.
That's what I'm thinking. Like those guys don't care. Those guys don't want to go out there and beat Russ Wilson.
I don't think the players, I mean, the players might get amped up a little bit for Russell Wilson. I don't think the players, you think the players will be fired up for Arthur Smith? You think that?
No.
It has nothing to do with it.
Nope.
Nothing to do with it. The Atlanta game is tough to handicap because of just the unknown. I think Atlanta's been more active in the offseason.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, Cousins, Judon. I mean, it'll be interesting. I just feel like that Pittsburgh finds a way to win that game. I think it'll be a low-scoring, tight game. I think Cousins is going to be extra cautious to get the ball out of his hand.
And he can't move, man.
He can't move, and he's going to be like, he knows what he's up against pass rush wise, so they're going to run the ball, try to keep him clean, just to let him work his way into this. He didn't play in a preseason game, did he?
Nope.
So
none of those guys did.
So it's, you know, I expect it being kind of a sloppy, low scoring game that doesn't really get anybody excited, but the Steelers walk away with a win.
Mm-hmm.
You never know until you know. Like last season felt pretty good, and then real quick didn't feel very good. In the two prior seasons, they're 6.5-point dogs against Buffalo and Cincinnati, and they come away with victories. And it wasn't exactly a harbinger of things to come either. Like it wasn't predictive. It didn't tell you the Steelers were a great football team. It's kind of wonky in week one.
Do you think if the Steelers last year would have played a different team week one, things would have been different?
Oh, man, like the whole confidence in the offense and Kenny just got shot with one game.
And it was a team that, I mean, it was the 49ers. Best teams in the league. Like, say they had to play, I'm trying to think. Say they played the Cardinals instead of the 49ers, and then you swapped those games. You think the season would have been different? You think Kenny would, the offense, everything would have been different?
Man, is that a good question?
I think it would have.
Really?
Because they probably would have figured out a way to win against the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And just the whole momentum of just everything. I think everything would have looked different.
Confidence is such a big
deal. I mean, they absolutely stomped every bit of confidence that the Steelers have.
Yeah.
This schedule set up a heck of a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
For confidence. Heck of a lot better.
I was hoping that it would have worked the opposite way last year because the 49ers didn't play a lot of their guys and the Steelers had won as underdogs the previous 2 years.
Good.
Yeah, they were ready to rock. You don't know unless you know. This is a question for you guys. I have no answer to it. Tomlin was asked in the press conference what Arthur Smith can do to help because he knows the personnel over there. Is that an advantage or does it not mean much that Arthur Smith coached all these guys in Atlanta?
I think it helps. Uh-huh. I don't think it can hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it can help if you don't overanalyze it, right? Because it comes down to, you know, schematics and matchups. But he'll know certain things about how they tried to perhaps hide weaknesses and who those weaknesses were. But, you know, to their credit, they've made some upgrades too. So I think it helps to a point, but ultimately it comes down to to guys making plays.
Yeah, I mean, with like Kyle Pitts, it's like, oh yeah, he doesn't like to do this, so let's try to get him into that situation, things of that nature. Let's try to get him, you know, look like it's like he can't read certain coverages and make it look like it's this, and then all of a sudden Minka's over top of him, and then he's going to be like, oh crap, and then that's whenever they start to get off script a little bit and get off the page that they're trying to get on. So yeah, it does help a little bit.
But you're not going to go out of your way to do something you've never done before. Like, right. You're not going to say, okay, you know, Kyle Pitts, we got to keep him from getting a free release, so we're going to have TJ Watt chip him. No, you're going to have TJ Watt rush the passer.
Right.
We're not going to fight TJ Watt on you know, Pitts and have him jam him so he can't rush Kirk Cousins. So you're going to do what you do, but I think it's just you're more well informed.
I think the same thing with Russell Wilson in Denver too.
He's going to know some of the tendencies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's seen the disguises in practice.
Yeah, it does.
Like, he's going to have a huge input on what I think the game plan will be going against the Denver Broncos defense.
And a guy like that should. He's been around forever. He's won a Super Bowl, and he knows intimately what Sean Payton is trying to do, and he worked against that defense every day in practice. Yeah, I don't think it can hurt at all, and it might be an advantage. There's another advantage the Steelers might have. Atlanta released their injury report yesterday. Big name popped up on there. We'll talk about that briefly. And then we got to look at Pitt-Cincinnati. Big game. An old Big East throwback. High noon on Saturday on The Fan. All right, we got to apologize for Nicholas Harry-Callis, who said that Friday night's game between the Eagles and who are the Eagles even playing?
Packers.
And the Packers is in New Mexico. Nope.
That'd be better for them.
It would. New Mexico is a state, Nicholas, in the United States. I think what you were thinking of is Mexico City. However, that's also not where they're playing the game. They'll be playing in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. So you were just a couple of countries off. No big deal.
You know, one of our sources inside told me the game moved. That's my fault. You know, those have been lately.
Yeah, Google tells me it's in Brazil.
Through that source, right on the tracks.
Not in Albuquerque. Not going to be playing a game with Walter White. Big injury news yesterday coming out for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll talk about that in the unsponsored football segment coming up next, but I don't want to put this off any further. Pitt with a big one, Doran, against Cincinnati, high noon, on Saturday.
Big game. As you just said, the game that I circled on the schedule, I think they need to go 3-1 or 4-0 within the month of September. This is the true test. And, you know, as you know, Pat would probably say the same thing, was pleasantly surprised on Saturday with the different wrinkles in the new offense and seeing Cade Bell for the first time and seeing some of the new guys. You know, Desmond Reed was definitely a pleasant surprise, a very explosive player at running back. Sincere Lee is a receiver. Raphael Williams, Poppy Williams is another receiver. And Kenny Johnson, who's a sophomore now, had over 100 yards. So, and you know, we obviously know that Eli Holstein had a fantastic game. But that is all very encouraging. It's against Kent State. I understand that. But this is the true test, I think, for Pitt, at least, you know, within this month. Because you never know with the West Virginia game. That's always a toss-up. Who knows what that game's going to provide for you. And then you have Youngstown State after that. So this is the true test on the road early on in the season. You're going against a legit Division I opponent. You got to come out with a win if they do. The schedule, and I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but, you know, seeing what Florida State's been doing, I think things are up for grabs in the ACC when we come down to it in November. So this is the next challenge ahead of Pitt, and I'm excited to see what they got against the legit squad.
Can I apologize real quick?
No.
They're not playing the game in Rio, so now we're 0 for 3. They're playing it in Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo.
Mm-hmm. Man. Which I thought that was ESPN's Eagles reporter.
Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo Antonio.
Oh, okay, very good. Not to cut you off there, Pat. Well, take that ball
Saturday.
And run.
Saturday is, both teams coming off 3-9 seasons, so this is as much of a proving ground for Cincinnati as it is for Pitt. So I think they're two teams that are, there's a lot of new, you know, for Cincinnati defensively, new D coordinator. They gave up a bunch of yards to Towson last week, rushing yards in particular, which will be interesting to see how Cade Bell, who threw the ball 50 times against Kent State, does he adjust? Do they run the ball a little bit, try to get the game under control? And then, you know, with Cincinnati offensively, I was concerned in the third quarter of the Kent game with the rush defense for Pitt. They only gave up 31 yards, but Cincinnati's going to try to run the ball. They've got all five guys up front return, 80 combined starts career-wise, and two pretty good backs. So, yeah, as explosive as Pitt was offensively, I think Cincinnati was equally explosive, 638 total yards against Towson. This game, to me, comes down to who runs the ball better. And that's a very old-school mentality, but I think whoever's able to set that foundation in the football game will control the game and thus have the best chance to win the game.
I look at the lines, right, not offensive, defensive, but gambling-wise, and Pitt opened up as a one-point dog, and then it moved to 2, and now it's 1.5. I think the line's moving in the right direction. I think Pitt's a better football team. I'm not crazy about Cincinnati. I know they got Dante Corleone coming back. I can't imagine. He was dealing with blood clots in June.
Yeah.
I can't imagine he's going to play a lot. I guess you get cleared when you get cleared, right?
Right.
Maybe he legitimately wouldn't have been able to play last week, and you get cleared when you get cleared. If he could have been cleared for last week, you would have liked to see, if you're a Cincy person, build him up a little bit just to see what he's got in there. But I can't imagine he's going to have a big impact on the game. He's not going to play 50% of the snaps. That might even be rich.
Well, especially with the tempo that Pitt's going to try to go at.
That's a good point.
I think that's an advantage that Pitt did not have a year ago, is the ability to tempo and keep up. He is a big human being. He's going to be lined up right on Lyndon Cooper at center. Pitt did not handle that well last year. He was a menace inside. So that's kind of a game within the game a little bit, is how does the tempo impact Cincinnati? Because, you know, Pitt's going to be more familiar with Cincinnati in terms of comparing them to last year than Cincinnati will be with
Pitt.
This is a vastly different Pitt offense than they saw a year ago, certainly, and hopefully they perform better. I mean, Pitt completed 10 passes against Cincinnati out of 36 attempts last year. That's hard to win football game. Hard to believe they only lost by 6 points in that game. Now, Filt did throw 3 touchdowns in that game, and Pitt came back and cut it to 6 points late. But, you know, Kiner had a big run. This to me, is a game that it may not be as explosive because you've got, you know, two Power 5 teams. It might not be as explosive as either team was in week one, but you may see more on the ground, especially early.
Were you encouraged by how everybody was on the same page on offense?
Yeah.
That's hard on me, right? I mean, that's a hard offense to get everybody. It's not just about the quarterback. It's about, you know, all 10 other guys to be on the same page. And I feel like they did a decent job. I mean, you know, there were some penalties, but it just seemed like everybody was on the same page early.
There were mostly penalties throughout the course of the play. There wasn't any procedure penalties. There weren't any illegal formations. There weren't like random timeouts on 2nd and 5 because guys couldn't get lined up. That'll obviously be more challenging on the road, you know, at Cincinnati with communication and so forth. But I think all the factors, right? I mean, you have new offense, up tempo, helmet communication, iPads on the sidelines. I mean, these are all things that you practice with all offseason, but you really can't simulate the game.
No.
And now they're going to do it on the road. And teams that handle that well are teams that are able to win on the road. And if you win on the road, you got a chance to go places. So this is a really, really big football game. I think it's the biggest game in this month for Pitt, regardless of what happens next week, because this will really set their confidence going into the backyard brawl, and certainly look forward to that game too.
But you're not looking ahead.
Can't look ahead. We can look ahead all we want.
Right.
Because it really don't matter for us. We're talking about, I mean, the brawl is going to be fun. It's going to be fun. But this week, to me, when you boil it down, you're going to be miserable.
Just real quick. The brawl is never fun.
Yes, it is. Why not?
Why is it
awful.
Why?
It's terrible. Because the whole time, it's going to be close. And it's going to, in the whole time, this is me and my anxiety just with life, as we talked about in the pre-show, Doran. The whole time, if it's within a score, I'm thinking about how my life is going to suck for the whole next year if you lose. Like that, and that's the way it is every year. I don't care how good one team is, how bad the other team is, how great one team is.
Perhaps you and I should go out for a beer.
We
just
should.
Talk about perspective.
I would love that.
Because we sports talk radio, we make this out to be life and death, but to me, what I've appreciated, even last year, you know, I was a damn honorary captain for this game, and I got an L on my record in that game. Even last year, you know what I walked away thinking? This is really good for college football.
Yes, oh, it's great for college football.
Same.
It's really good for college football. I hated every minute of that game, but I enjoyed the environment.
Yep.
So take a step back.
But think just real quick.
It's not all about you, Adam.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And then, please, it always is. Imagine if you lived in Morgantown. And then the whole year, you got to think about that L. Because that's what I'm living,
baby. Do have a hell of a lot more to do up here, just to be honest. But
great unsponsored football segment coming up next. All right, it's time for the great unsponsored football segment, filled with knowledge and fun, brought to you by Champ Tires. All brands in every size. We have screwed the clock up tremendously. Apologies for that. 50-minute mark on the fan came and went, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Guess who showed up on the old Atlanta Falcons injury report yesterday, guys?
Bijan.
No! Kirk. Dennis Pitta.
Who?
Kyle Pitts.
Dennis Pitta. Kyle Pitts did.
Yeah.
Dennis Pitta at the combine, I was talking to him. He obviously was tight end, and we were at the combine. He was 27 years old. And I was looking, I was 21.
And that was before that was cool.
Yeah.
27.
He was really 27.
He was like the 26. Chris Winkie of tight ends.
He was BYU.
I was just going to ask. Yeah. I forgot where he went.
Chris Winkie.
I did that one on purpose.
I was like, what?
That one was on purpose.
Okay. So Pitts is on the injury report?
He's on the injury report, practiced in a limited capacity yesterday, hamstring.
That's a big deal.
When that pops up midweek, that's not good. That's great for the Steelers. Bad for our Odyssey Fantasy team, Doran. We have Dennis Pitt. We have Kyle Pitts.
Dennis Pitta.
I did it again. He's going to play, I would guess.
Yeah, but hammies are tough, man.
Yeah.
You can't push that. Nope. He's a speed guy. He's a cuts guy. He's not one of those big, huge tight ends, catch it, fall over dudes. He's going to be running.
Mm-hmm.
He's a track guy.
He's going to be running.
He's going to be running.
He's going to be running, Pat. So I think that's a big deal.
Yeah.
If it was anything other than a hamstring, it's fine.
Yeah.
But a hamstring, like, for twitchy guys like that, like Doran, I was never athletic enough to pull a hamstring.
No.
Like, I don't even think I have hamstrings. It's just like...
You just got skin.
I just have a string.
You got skin.
Just a bone. I have a bone and tendons. That's all I have.
I think the Steelers are in a better position this year than in years past to defend the tight end, too. We talked about that yesterday, Doran.
And Peyton Wilson.
With Peyton Wilson, you got two good safeties now, I think, because I'm a big Deshaun Elliott fan. I don't think he gets talked about enough. I think Patrick Queen.
Yep.
I think they're in a much better position. Now, he's not going to be attached to the line. He's basically a slot receiver. Yep. But, look, it could be Beanie Bishop, or maybe you move Deshaun Elliott down and you throw KZ on the back. I think they're in a good spot to defend tight ends, and if he can't get up to top speed, that's a huge, huge deal in this game.
No doubt.
Yeah. Who wins tonight? Chiefs or Ravens?
Ravens.
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 Wow, clean sweep. Clean sweep.
Yeah.
What's the line? You have the line?
No.
Three?
I don't have it.
Dennis Pitt is favored by three.
Dennis Pitt used to play for the Ravens. I mean, Ed Dixon.
Doran, you can name every tight end who's ever played since you were born, I think.
Probably.
NFL, look at the line. Kansas City favored by three, yeah. This is a game that they lose, and then everyone goes, it's not the same Chiefs team.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right?
Total
we did it every year with New England, too. Every year. This is the year. They're not the same team.
Yeah. And they roll off eight in a row in November, and it's
right. They got 12. Team. Kansas City's got 15. They're going to be fine.
And you know the Ravens are going to look great. You know, they're going to be like, oh, Lamar Jackson, this is the year for him.
He'll throw for 320 and run.
That is going to be it. The talking points tomorrow. Yep. Is this finally the year for Lamar, and is this the year the Chiefs take a step back?
Yep.
Can you imagine first game that means anything where a lot of starters are actually playing, and it's like, all right, hey, there's the fastest guy on the field. He can be running a read option to the most badass man in the NFL. You haven't tackled anybody in 9 months. Good luck.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't like that for the Chiefs.
Patty, thank you.
It's good to be with you, boys.
Likewise.
Doran, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Safe travels to
the Queen City. Mm-hmm. That's right. The Queen City, New Mexico.
Cincinnati.
All right, coming up next. Tomorrow, a big Falcons preview day. But next, Steelers season record predictions? Maybe throw a few bold predictions out there too, Dorn. And we'd love to have you on board for that at 412-928-9370 on the fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And now, fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com today. High 82.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.